Pretty badass?
Yeah, pretty badass.
Yo, be honest, do I look badass?
Yeah, you look pretty badass.
All right, we're going to Boston, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're going to Boston. Check out all these boxes. Look at all these boxes that Kristen. This was filled with Christmas stuff. We're going to Boston. I hope these boxes, well, they'll still be here. But her mom is in town, my mother-in-law, and she's really good at doing this stuff. You saw her fixing up Calvin's room in one of the other vlogs I did. So many boxes, going to Boston. Can't wait. We got Lulu, David Sullivan, Mike Linocci, and Enrique, who's Mr. Behind the Scenes, and Sam, my cameraman, and me. And we're going to Boston. We got two shows there at the Wang, 3,500 people each. Still selling tickets on that second one, so we'll see how big that gets, but it's getting out there. Anyway, so that's it. I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to this Boston one forever. The fit. Dangerous airport outfit, gotta be telling you, because of how it's very white. I drink coffee and I eat like Jersey Mike's and shit. And I'm gonna get oil all over it and I'll be pissed. But it's all good. Boston. Hey, buddy. I'm going to work. Okay? I love you so much. I'm going to work. You be the man of the house, okay? I'm going to work. I'm going to Boston.
Are you?
Yeah, can you say Boston?
Boston.
Say good luck in Boston.
Good luck in Boston.
I love you. Give me a kiss. You know, you can give me a kiss on my cheek. Go ahead. Thank you. I love you. We'll see you when I get back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's actually really pretty. Here in Hollywood, we have it all. You know, Hollywood is the home of Scotland, right? It's the home of Scotland. Hollywood. Scotland.
That's the worst music I've ever heard in my life. Dude. Oh, hit a wrong note there. It looks like an octopus is attacking her.
She's kind of killing it, though.
Yeah?
Dude, my son, last night, I was like over him and he goes, boop, and he hit my jaw and it dislodged. And, you know, and it's not the same. And it'll never be the same again.
It's weird though, because you're still running your mouth like it's perfectly fine.
Because I'm in denial. But I will tell you this, I have to go do shows. I legit thought my jaw was hanging off and I was gonna have to go to the hospital. And now I can't really chew, but it's all good, dude. So I'm gonna be lean as shit.
The faster things are going to happen, the faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Dude. Yes. Like he's Mariah Carey, dude. The fucking, he looked like a fly went in his mouth. I think I could be a pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would try to heal people too, like physically.
Okay.
Like there would be somebody in the, wheelchair that comes up and they'd be like, I haven't walked for 16 years. You know, I haven't walked for 16 years. There was something that happened that severed my spine. And I said, well, you know, I just would be like, oh, when I touch your head, the Lord speaks to me, you will stand. And then I would touch her head and I'd pick her up and then the rest is on her, honestly. But I'd be like, walk. And if she falls, then she's obviously sinned a lot, but. And if she fell, I'd be like, that's because that bitch did not repent.
Yeah, you know, he knows that, you know, I played Division I football, you know, a couple sports in college.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, you want to go play pickleball? And I don't know what it is, but I'm like, well, it's a sport, has a ball, has a racket. Yeah, I can go play this. So yeah, I show up and no surprise, I'm really good. I'm really good. Why would you think that I wouldn't be good?
Listen, man, you're really interrupting my Wordle game.
But what I was saying was much more important. Wordle. Yeah, but you can do that at any time. I was having a conversation.
Here's why you're good at pickleball.
Yeah.
Because
thank you, so I am good.
For pickleball, the average age that play it there are old people. So you're the young buck.
Well, no, you
and
have
that's
to.
That's why you accept.
No, you have to have athleticism. You have to be. You got to be quick on your feet. You got to have good reflexes. You got to have spatial awareness. You have basically all the things that you don't have, is what I have in pickleball, and that's why I'm really good at it. And you're really bad at it.
I could do pickleball.
Really?
I don't do pickleball because I don't. I choose not to.
Yeah, because
if I did it though, watch out. I'll fucking wreck that shit up.
You know there's an Aryan pickleball called the Kitchen?
Aryan pickleball?
Yeah, no, not Aryan pickleball.
Like, now we're talking Aryan pickleball. Here we go, what is the score? There's an area in pickleball, and what happened?
It's called the Kitchen, and it's right by the net.
And I know what we do there. Are there ovens? Are there ovens in the kitchen for pickleball, Aryan pickleball?
How many tries did it take you?
Okay, well, so it took me 4 tries, all right? But, but the average, I have 97% success rate, and you have 94% success rate. So.
I've only been playing this for a couple weeks.
So?
And I've only played 18 games.
Okay, so how many have you played?
You've probably played about 60.
No, let me look.
I'm saying
31.
Yeah, you've played almost twice as many games as me.
Which means I have more chance to mess up. But
I'm no, it means you've had more practice than me. It's just similar to pickleball. Like, I get out there and I crush it right out of the gates. I played 18 games and 94%.
You know what, dude? My jaw hurts, okay? It feels like it's hanging out.
Yeah, so
it's dislodged.
You should stop all the
So you're saying that affected your mortal skills?
Right? Yeah, even injured him. Like, Kirk Gibson, when he comes to bat in the World Series and then hits the Grand Slam and wins or whatever it is.
An injured Chris D'Elia picks up his phone, opens up the New York Times app, and clicks games, his jaw hanging on by a thread. Up comes Wordle. He's got his first word, touch. He rounds third. There he goes with the word metal. He chose mealy to get rid of the Y. He knew the word wasn't mealy. But there's no Y. M-E-D-A-L, Chris puts, and wins the game. Injured, so that counts double. David Sullivan got it in 3, but he wasn't injured. So if he was injured, he probably would have gotten 5.
God, that feels good. To win like that.
Win like what? But you didn't win.
Sorry, my joke fucking hurts, man. My son. I didn't get mad at him either. I go, ow, ow. And he says, Dad, relax. And he was trying to be helpful. It was so sweet. I was like, it's okay, buddy. Yeah, I didn't take it out on him. I'm a good dad. Gonna get some coffee at Pete's Coffee. We love Pete's Coffee, dude. I wish there were more Pete's Coffee in Los Angeles, but that's what's up. Just met Harry Jowsey. He's a really nice guy. He's tall as fuck, too. He's 6'5". I'm an alpha, okay? So when he's around, it's like, come on, bro. I'm that alpha, but he's so tall and he's got great eyes and shit. Whatever. Bro, this dude, rip. Watch this, dude. But not yet. Wow. David said there's nothing in there, just 2 pairs of socks.
What's this?
It's not iced.
Oh,
it's
not iced.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. So it wasn't iced. I said ice. It wasn't ice. It's okay. It's very obviously I said ice, but it's okay. I knew it's because you know what happened was I ordered, then David was like, I'll get this and with a vanilla pump and this and that. And she didn't know what was what. It was David's fault, 100%. Dude, you know that was your fault that it wasn't, that she didn't do it, right? You know that?
No, it was your fault because you went back and you reordered.
No, I didn't reorder. No,
I ordered once.
Can I get one of these cups, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. With the ice in it, thanks. Dude, you ruined everything.
No, you ordered, and then I ordered, and then you were like, oh, so mine was, and then you went back and reordered.
Can I say what I was going to say?
Yeah, please.
Dude, I ordered, and then right even before I was done ordering, you were like, and also get this with the vanilla plump, and she didn't know what was what. Then I had to reorder.
No, that's not what happened. She said, would you like to add anything to it? And I answered, oh, no, I'll have a pump of vanilla.
That's not true.
Really?
Great. So now we know he's a liar.
No, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. He obviously messed it up.
Sorry about the line, but it's his fault.
He blames other people for his problems. But he's getting over that. He's getting better at that.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I apologize to everyone.
Sorry for my friend.
David's trying to talk his way into first class. No, they're not.
Yeah, she said the flight attendant's going to give up. So.
Do you have to pay for it?
I'll bring you a cookie or something.
I'm going to make you pay for it. One way or another. Watching Blowback with Randy Couture. It's a very bad movie, and they told us maintenance came on the plane. We're still waiting. We might have to go on to another plane, which is great. We got to get on a different plane. This plane is not going to be good for flying, so we got to go to a different plane. So we'll see what happens. Thank God. This is why you fly a day before. Well, we'll have to watch Blowback a little later.
Sorry.
Hey, Mike.
Chris Cross.
It's a quiet room.
Chris Cross.
You were able to actually make them worse.
Hey, guess what? X marks the spot.
Yeah, for a loser.
And it's in your face.
there's an old guy in a home somewhere like, where are my shoes? What the heck, my feet are cold.
And they have the gray, I'm gonna get the gray ones too.
No, you're not.
Where are my shoes? I have the gray ones. We've been waiting in here for 4 hours in the lounge here, and now it's time to get on our second flight, and hopefully this one takes off. We'll see you in Boston at like 2 a.m.
Aircraft doors closed. Passengers, please take your seats so we can go. Flight attendants, prepare your doors to departure. Cross-check and standby for all.
We're here in Boston. It's 4:15 a.m. David thinks that his bag is lighter.
Can we just get some takes of my vlog here real quick?
David thinks his... Come here. David thinks his bag is lighter and that people stole his stuff out of his bag, and that didn't happen.
Somebody got in my bag, dude.
Yeah, I had 26 grand in that front pocket.
Why do you carry so much money with you?
Well, because you never know. You know what, you might find a good investment.
But why is it so warm outside?
David just said summer solstice, and you can't be saying that kind of stuff on my tour, you know? Although the fact that you don't know what it is makes me like that you said a little bit more. If you did know what it was, I'd be pretty pissed. David's talking too much. It's 5 a.m.
It's important that we know the Boston culture.
We're gonna go retrace Paul Revere's ride.
Oh no, dude.
Oh yeah, dude.
No, we're not.
For sure. It's painted. It's painted in the streets, like his ride when he's like, the Russians are coming.
Dude, it's the summer solstice. Can you guys be quiet?
Throw your hands in the air, guys.
Why is David so fat no matter what he wears? Big shirts or small shirts, you can still tell that he's fat in the pants and tell that he's also fat in the top. He got a big head, and that's no lie. Why he got a big head?
No, that was terrible.
Yeah, right, dude. You just don't. You know what it is, dude? You don't like that I speak the truth when I rap.
Not one word like was synced up with any other word.
That's not true. It was very synced up. I just don't rhyme because I do it the way I do it, and that's like my style.
Yeah, but you said the same thing 4 times.
Oh, he's about to go off.
Come on.
Okay.
Why is David so fat? He's got a big head. Why he got no shoulders and why is he all so fat? I can't understand. It looks like he's 190 pounds, but he steps on the scale, he's 210 pounds.
Is that true?
No.
It's true.
Yeah. Like yo, okay. It looks like he got a big dick in his pants because it pops out, but then you realize it pops out because gravity doesn't pull it down because it's too small and it's popping out because it can't go down. Huh, yeah, it's like 1 inch. Huh, yeah, and also he's fat. Your penis doesn't go down.
But that's not even true. None of anything you said was true, except the 190. I actually weigh 190.
See? It all starts with
look like I weigh truth.
Hey, here we are, Boston. It's 2 o'clock because we got in at 5 a.m. So, waiting for David. He said he was ready. Wasn't ready. And they said it was, so that's one line for today. Here we go, Boston. Waiting for him. Wait for David right here. Oh, great. He's dressed like one of the Stranger Things characters. Hey, dude, come on, let's go find that other dimensional monster.
Why'd you bring a vest?
Because I thought it was gonna get cold and I had to layer up.
Dude, it's not gonna get cold.
It's Boston in November, it should be cold.
Not when you're in Boston, you got the summer solstice. Here we are, all right? Park the car. All right, so you park the car in Harvard Yard. All right, so look it. Where are we? Where are we here? Where are we? You are here. If you are here, I don't see a yellow dot. Fucking bleak green. What's up? Boston, can't wait to do two of these. We're ready. I'm fucking so excited. Got Lulu here with me.
What up?
And David Sullivan. Got the chains on the outside. Cholo shit. Oh, wow. It's beautiful. It's awesome. I can't believe we're doing two here. Lulu just asked me how I feel when I walk out on stage and everyone's here. I feel very grateful. That's what it is. I think maybe 5 years ago, I felt like, fuck yeah, rock and roll. But now I just feel like fortunate and grateful. So cool. I'm very lucky. Look at this place.
Awesome. This is like art. Like opera should be here.
Yeah.
But we're going to be talking about dick jokes.
What's that?
What would you sing here?
I would sing super arias. I would sing arias, you know, Italian arias. Italian arias, you know. Oh. I know a lot of Pavarotti.
You know a lot of Pavarotti?
All right.
Well, a lot of times I play my movies in theaters like this, and so it just reminds me of some of the movie theaters that I've played a lot of my better films in. But yeah, it's nice, it's cozy. I think Chris will have a good time. It's cute. I mean, if I did this shit, then I think I'd probably do theaters like this if I did this. A little too simple for me.
Wang Theater, baby, in Boston. Let's go.
Life rips as always, baby. Let's go.
Here we go. We're going to start the first show now on time.
Oh, there you go.
Because the second show needs to be over by 11:30. Or I get charged a hefty fee. Question
what? Can you tell me a quick answer this real quick?
What?
Jacket on, jacket off.
Jacket on.
I mean, I always think jackets look better unless you think you're going to get hot. Why don't you do jacket on this one?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm on.
So
jacket on. Jacket on. Jacket on. Jacket on.
Oh, I love this song. We're at 6,016 tickets. Still selling on the second show. Got the ice Americano. No water. I've been waiting for this one, man. I love coming back to Boston. I love Boston. It's the shit. Oh, we're good. Ready? All right. What's up, Boston? Are you ready? Yeah, I can't wait to get out there. But listen to me. Is it Saturday? Saturday night, baby! Every day's the same, but it is Saturday night. I'm gonna come out there in a little bit, but before I do, give it up for the hilarious, talented Lulu Gonzalez. Let her hear it. Here we go, just waiting for Mike to get off stage. Should be any minute now. And I'm sitting like an Asian taking a shit, you know what I mean? Got up too quick and now I'm dizzy as shit. I've been waiting for this one, I'm jacked, I'm ready. Imagine I go out there, I shit my pants, literally. Feels good. Amazing. Killer shit. That was awesome. And it's exactly at an hour. That's great, dude. I'm so happy. I gotta film this at some point. This is great. Boston, I love you. Let's do another one.
Yes, sir.
Hey, up front. You got the first row, right?
Yeah.
All right, you got your tickets early.
Thank you, guys. We both had quotes from you in our wedding vows.
Oh, really?
Even knowing it.
Really?
We read them separately.
No way.
We read them at the altar. We had quotes from you.
You didn't know.
I swear to God. Like, we love you.
I'm in your relationship now.
Thank you so much. Can I record you saying hi to her, Angela? Angela?
Where are you? You missed out on the tickets, on the meet and greet tickets?
Yes, she missed out.
You got your tickets first. You didn't tell her. You're the bad friend.
Hi, Angela.
101 Chris Lea Wade Boggs jersey.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, dude.
Chris Lea Wade Boggs.
We love Wade Boggs, third base, right?
Yeah, exactly. Nice,
man. I know my 90s baseball. Be good, guys.
Peace out, Chris.
He wants a tattoo.
I want a tattoo of Leif Rips.
Wow, this is coming out good. There we go. That's right. Good. Bro.
I'll tag you in it.
Yeah, man. Let me know.
Thank you, man.
Be good, buddy. I'm a tattoo artist. I sign in his shoes because I am an athlete. Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, brother.
Good Thank you, buddy.
I
fucking doesn't know how to use a phone.
I wanted to do a TikTok.
He just wants a hug.
Is this for the tour report?
It is, yeah.
Tour report. Killed it.
So here, this is the thing from King Barry, who is a, he's on my Patreon, and we correspond on the Discord. To Calvin, it says. Let's see what we got here. Oh my God, that's so sweet. He's gonna love it, and he's gonna play with it over and over and over again. This is very sweet. Thank you. I mean, this stuff is always, you know, anything with my son is a beautiful thing, and that's very thoughtful.
Is he?
No, it's only for me. Thank you very much. It's only for me.
I've gotten him a few presents. I've gotten him a few presents, and I've never had some. You weren't warm the way you are warm right now.
That's because his presents have never been this good. Wow. Hey, and why have I never been warm to him? But Beavis. Oh, that's really cool. That's sweet, man.
I've been normal the whole time.
Normal? Like what? It...
All right, switch sides.
Like this? You talk about like this?
Oh, I was gonna switch the.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
That was honestly his fault.
That should be the thumbnail as
idiot doesn't get art. Doesn't get art.
No, as they're falling off, he can probably screenshot.
Doesn't get art.
Just singing.
Doesn't get art. I'll just go down there.
Sure.
There's room. Oh wait, there's room right there.
Hello.
Oh wait, no, somebody fucked it up with the
little. He's about to sign it right now. We're just kind of seeing how it goes.
Well, look at the person who did all that.
Well, artist.
Yep. It's
going to
be on the bottom, so just
light
paint, yeah.
You're an idiot. What's the date? 12? November 12?
22? Yeah.
22.
So,
Crystalia.
C-R-
Yeah, I got it.
11-11.
Well, because I don't like when people sign it, you can't tell who it is.
Yeah,
now when you see that, you can. Yeah. I'm smart.
Yeah, so Brad Williams will be like, oh shit, Chris was here.
Also, I drew this a long time ago.
I'm just, I'm looking for the ride to the town.
You're in the town, sir.
I'm looking for, the ride to downtown.
So you don't have to act like the town drunk. You already seem like the town drunk, sir.
No, I'm just...
I don't think so.
Wow, idiot.
I don't
town drunk
know.
And an idiot!
Dude, how about, man?
Oh, you gotta commit to that then if you're doing that because we were gonna drink that later.
Ew. Yeah. Dude, how about, I'm fucking famous, dude. That sucks,
hey,
right?
Hey, Lulu, this
dude, I'm fucking.
Oh, I just drank way too much.
Yeah, well, man, you're gonna be fucking loaded.
Yeah.
You're loaded. You're
NCIS
loaded.
Is gonna be different tonight.
This was me tonight.
Post a picture and go side by side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta do that same pose.
That's me tonight. Hey, dog. Hey, what's up, Boston, man? You guys going crazy right now. That's insane. We did two shows. Hey, man, so for real? Hey, man, Calvin is like going crazy right now in my house. What the hell, dog? Hey, so listen, I don't know if you know this, but I had a kid. It's crazy, dog. He's running around only wearing a diaper. It's like, could you imagine doing that if you were older? What? Only people who wear diapers, babies, and really old. Really old man, you know what I mean, man? Damn, man, this comedy show is tight, man. What's your name? Kevin, dog. That's crazy, man. Hey, who you with? Oh, damn. I didn't hear you, but you guys look tight. I grew up in like New Jersey barrio.
That
shit crazy, B.
Yeah, that's right, B. That is crazy, dog.
What was that?
Good night. Good night, dog. Bussin. I come back. I gotta go back to the barrio, dog. Damn, dog. Anyway, good to see all you guys. Boston, I love you.
Oh, shit.
That's what's up.
Dude, hey, dog.
Whoa.
Hey, dog. Ha. Hey.
Whoa.
I was doing the crip walking, man.
Someone got you.
What's up, David?
No, what's your name?
What's your name?
I know who you
are. David.
That's right. I fucking knew it. Jess. Lisa.
Lisa, Jess, nice to meet you guys.
Sorry, fans.
Happens. Fans, dude. She's like, I don't know if it's movies or TV shows or just like.
I know it is. It's from Cops. It was on Cops with the guy in the tree with the blurry face.
Guys, shh.
Get a cage.
No. Her face, like, no. Her face lit up when I held the door for him.
Camera.
He wasn't even filming me.
No, she saw
he was
the
filming,
camera.
No, he was filming
goes,
all
oh, he's
the
with
no,
him,
no,
he
no,
must
no,
be
no,
someone.
No.
It really was like, oh my God, it's David Sullivan.
Honestly, they thought you were Paul Giamatti.
Man, that's not true at all.
Come on, everyone in.
Second floor, please, sir.
Third floor, please.
David?
Yes, please.
Yeah, look.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, Doug. Hold on, let me put the Fairmont key in my and the Kelvin thing.
Shit.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Hey,
yeah.
Doc. Hold on, let me hold this.
Get it. That shit right there, son.
That's right, son. That's right, son. Oh, I dropped my ladders, Doug.